Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Wherever you look, locally, nationally, or globally, there's a lot going on that we didn't anticipate. We have tornadoes and storms ripping through the heartland of our country. Oil is gushing into the Gulf of Mexico, threatening the beaches and marine life of the area. And while they try to put a lid on the oil spill, Europe is trying to put a lid on their exploding debt, Greece in particular. We're hoping to recover from our recession, but worry that the European problems could pull us back under. Our unemployment rate is 10%. The food stamp rolls are at a record level. According to U.S. Department of Agriculture, hunger rates in the United States are at the highest since 1995, with nearly 15% of households lacking access to an adequate supply of nutritious food. It's ironic that obesity becoming an alarming problem, that we have such a serious hunger problem at the same time. A big thank you should be extended to Walmart. Walmart last week announced a $2 billion cash and in-kind commitment to help end hunger in America. That's $2 billion. And that includes 1.1 billion pounds of food, food made available to a long list of hunger relief groups, food banks, national parks and recreation associations, Boys and Girls Clubs, on and on, even $6 million to purchase 60 refrigerated trucks for the food banks. No other company has ever shown that kind of generosity. The United States is a very caring country. We still have all kinds of private organizations that reach out to help the less fortunate. We will successfully survive all of the challenges that seem to be everywhere around us. In fact, we will prosper if we follow a few fundamental principles. Now, number one, although there is need out there, the government cannot fix everything. There's a limit to what government can afford to do. We must rely on private institutions and churches. And what about personal responsibility? And number two, when natural disasters strike, we must come together and rebuild. We will, and we have many times before. And number three, as a result of Michelle Obama's effort, a group of our major food manufacturers have committed to cut 1 trillion calories from their food to fight obesity. Now that's what we need, everyone working together to meet our challenges. And this week I am on the farm in Illinois checking the corn and pigs. I'll let you know next week what I find. Let's rise above all the turmoil and have a great year. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss good.